you like to come and have a seat, please?
Michael Klein.
Hello, Hero. I haven't seen you for ages. I'm glad to see you. Speak to my wife right back there.
Folks, our second guest here, our second Clyde here today, is Clyde Case. And Clyde lives in Braxton County at a place called Duck in Braxton County on Duck Creek, near Duck Creek on Laurel Fork.
Yeah, Laurel Fork and Duck.
And Clyde is just what I call a good old fella. He does all kinds of things that I'm interested in, and I'm sure lots of you folks are interested in. He plays music, and he sings, and he teaches singing schools, and he makes baskets, and he's a farmer, and he just is a real interesting person. And I'd like to make this little visit here today just real informal. This isn't a show. Clyde came up to Sutton a few months ago and sang at a little program we had up there, and he announced to the folks that it was the first time he ever sang out anywhere, and he did a great job, but this isn't a show. It's just an informal visit with Clyde, so if you have any questions, just bark them right out, and I think Clyde will have an answer, and if he doesn't have one, he'll make one up.
Well, I'd like to say before we start, though, I don't consider myself a musician. Anything that had strings on it, the sound of it always fascinated me from the time I can remember anything. And what I'd done, I just picked up something. Now, nobody taught me. I know shape notes. I'm a shape note singer, and all I know about a guitar or a banjo or anything else is what I know about shape notes. And he heard a made basket, and he came down there one time, and he heard me, and I don't consider myself much of a musician, but some of the things I've done, he wanted to hear. And this is one of them, and it's called Little Moses. Now, that man was talking about his arthritis and missing the strings. I'll miss a lot of them, but just don't pay no attention to it. Now, this sure is a string guitar, too. Father and mother was old hail people, and they sung back when they didn't have song books. The preacher lined out the song, and then they sung it. There wasn't no music to it. But this is one of the songs I remember them singing when I was a little boy. Come thou power of every blessing to my heart to sing his great dreams of mercy. Rise and go to Jesus, he will embrace me.
bass voice?
Yeah, he had a low voice. Folks ever say that I am the best, there's nothing that I can do. But there are many when put to a test, just listen, I'll tell you a few. You can't hit a ball with the bat of your eye, don't try it, it can't be done. You can't take a goose and bake gooseberry pie, don't try it, it can't be done. He might drink the water all out of a cake, he might raise a chick without laying an egg, but you can't raise a cow from the calf of your leg. Don't try it, it can't be
done.
I wanted to show you. This here old banjo, when Jerry first came over there, he made this old banjo. I've owned this ever since I was about 14 years old, something like that. Now this banjo, back in World War I, there was a boy who was in the army down in Georgia, and he bought this banjo in a pawn shop in 1917. And when I got it, it had a flower poke head in it. I know you've seen 25-pound flower sacks that had purple inside and it was real stuff. It had a flower sack head in it. Well, this here is a calfskin head that I ordered from Sears Roebuck back in the 30s. And I was down a while ago in the guitar place down there where they made guitar. Now, when I got this old banjo, it was all tore up and you couldn't take it to somebody and have it repaired. You repaired it yourself, rail. Now that nut right there is the end off of a three-year-old heifer's horn where we dehorn. It is for a fact. And that there thing right there and the tailpiece there was made out of the whistle of a locomotive that went in Elk River just not long after the railroad was built in the early 1900s. Now, that is absolutely the truth. They got the pieces off this locomotive, and a man had a blacksmith shop down at Duck, and my father bought the blacksmith shop, and that old whistle off that locomotive's in it, and I made that piece there and that and there. And that there thing right there is the nut off the end of the speedometer cable of an old Star car. Now, that's the truth. It was my car, and I put it on the end there to keep that from splitting. And them last 7 frets right there was made out of an old flashlight case. Now that's a flashlight. It still pays. And at their bridge, I made out of an old apple tree. It used to go dead in the yard, and it fell over and died. And I made the bridge. That's about all of that.
That's what I call making do.
Here's Jerry's banjo. He left it down there, told me to try it out. Now, I ain't no banjo picker. Nobody ever taught me. I don't play hardly like anybody ever seen. Besides, I'd haul this thing about 100 miles morning in the back of a car. I don't know what it sounds like. I'll play one this year's song's in our songbook, but Jerry says it's an old Dave Macon song. But it's in our songbook in the church. I saw a wayward traveler in that old farmer's flat. Jumped up, beamed up the mountain, it seemed that he was sad. And back from late and heavy, his strength was almost gone. And shouted that he journeyed. I've got that pick on, I don't need that. I knew it was something the matter, but I didn't know what it was. But he out of daddy journey, delivered and took him then on to victory. One time, I don't even know the words to it, but he was kind of interested in it. I'll pick this in a little bit, but to get started out on it, I'll pick you a piece of Nellie Gray. Something about McKinley in the White House. I never did know the words to it, but evidently I heard it somewhere way back years ago. Back where I come from, there wasn't very many banjo pickers. I don't know a lot of these old banjo tunes because I never heard them before. But it went something like this. Thank you. banjo tune, I don't know, it's called a Spanish Fandango. I don't know where it comes from or how it got that name or nothing like that, but it goes like this. Called Groundhog. Ever hear an old banjo tune called Groundhog? Oh, shoulder my baddie, can I call my dog? Get on my baddie, can I call my dog? Don't know my hog, I'll catch a groundhog. Groundhog. Too many rockin', too many logs. Too many rockin', too many logs. Ain't been played for a catch a groundhog. Groundhog. Run your style with a 10-foot pole. Run your style with a 10-foot pole. They heard me sing an old song about them. You know, now they write songs about 18-wheelers and things like that. Back in my day, they wrote songs about mules and horses and things. Because that's the way they got around. And this chant starts out, I am the owner of a mule, the funniest mule in town. The ringbone and the spavin, and both of his eyes are blind. He can kick a fly off his left ear and never would stand still. I'm going to have a match for him if it costs a dollar bill. Whoa, muley, whoa, why don't you hear me holler? Tie a rail to that mule tail and he'll go through the collar. Why don't you put him on the track? Why don't you let him go? Cause every time I start that mule, it whoa, muley, whoa. I take my girl out for a ride, the mule begin to balk. He threw my girl out in the mud and spoiled her Sunday frock. That girl, she said she'd get revenge and stoop to get a brick. That mule let loose with both hind feet, and oh, that girl was sick. I put her on my shoulder, and I carried her to a bed. I put a poultice on her feet and one upon her head. I called for the doctor to come right quick, that she was very low. And everything that girl could say was, whoa, muley, whoa.
About your basket making. Clyde is a fine white oak basket maker and makes them and through the winter mostly, isn't it?
Yeah, I make them mostly through the winter. Well, you know, when I was a kid, there was a big family of us, and I was the last one. I was a baby, and of course, I had to do all the dirty work. But my mother had egg baskets. And it's 2 miles to the store, and about once a week, well, I had to take a big basket of eggs to the store. And being a kid, I'd get tired, and I'd sit down and rest, you know, and I'd look at them baskets. And after I got old enough to retire, well, I got thinking about them egg baskets. Now, I never saw nobody make a basket, or nobody ever told me how, but I got to making egg baskets just like I remembered them. You go out in the woods, and you cut a white oak tree, and you split it up, and you make splits out of it, and you cut them ribs out of it, and you weave a basket. I'm telling you about it, but it takes hours and hours and hours to do it. takes an awful long time to do it. But I make baskets, and people kind of discovered them, and I've got them in probably 12 or 14 states in Alaska and scattered all around the United States now. People, you know, they as soon as they see them, they want some of them, because it's like it used to be, exactly like it used to be 50, 75 years ago. They're egg baskets. Now, I don't make a round basket with a flat bottom. If you've heard, know what I'm talking about, an egg basket goes out like this and then comes in like this. That's what I make. You know, they always did say, they say that, you ever hear the wildwood flower? Well, they say you ain't supposed to play it on the banjo. They say it ain't a banjo piece, it's a guitar piece. But I didn't know any better, I just played on the banjo. My grandfather was Andrew Facemeyer, and he was an old-time singer, and when I was a boy, he come and stayed a couple of weeks one time, and he sung a lot of old songs. I don't remember one of them, but one of them, and I remember it, and Jerry heard me sing it, and he had me come up Sutton and sing it. You want me to sing it?
Yeah.
It's kind of long, like, but it's about Davy Crockett. It goes like this. Come all good people, while we are adjourning, and I'll tell you where I come from and where I've gone to learning. I'm just from old Virginia, where you see all the great men. My name's Pompous Nash, with the princes and the statesmen. I'll tell you of a little hunt I had of Davy Crockett. He was half coon, half horse, and half skyrocket. One day as I went out a-coonin', says I'll go along and I asked him for a gun, but he said he had none. Says I, Uncle Davy, how'd you hunt without one? Says he, Pompous Nash, just follow behind Davy, and he'll soon show you how to grin a coon crazy. I follow close behind till we come to a squirrel, sitting on a pine knot a-eatin' sheep sorrel. Now stop, stop still, and I begin to feel, said he, Pompous Nash, just brace again my heel. I poked out my foot and I braced like a sinner, and old Davy grinned very hard for his dinner. He grinned away a while, but it didn't appear to mind it. Went on eating sheep sorrel and never looked behind it. Well, now, said Dave, it must be dead, for I saw the bark flying all around the thing's head. He come up with three, this thing to discover, and all for the mash, old Pompous Nash liver. But when he got up in the place of a squirrel, he grinning at a pine not as big as any barrel. Says he, you black calf, you'd better not laugh, for I'll bite off both your ears and I'll break you in half. I set down my gun, laid off me ammunition, said I, Uncle Davy, I'll cool your ambition. Well, then me locked horns, and I thought my breath was gone, for I never was squeezed so since I was born. We fought away half a day and then agreed to stop it, for I was badly hurt and so was Davy Crockett. For when we come to look, both our heads were missing. He'd bit off my head and I'd swallowed his'n. Banjos is string D, B, G, C, G. This is a high G and a low G. And in this is in the key of C, and in the key of C, that's Do. But if you put it in G, this here is Do now, but you put it up to Sol. See, that becomes soul, where's do a while ago, and this here, and where's do a while ago. I mean, where's soul a while ago becomes do.
Yeah. Well, Clyde, why don't you, I take it that you know that because you're a shape note.
Yeah, that's where I learned it, the shape note.
And Clyde teaches shape note singing schools down in Braxton County. Maybe a lot of folks here don't exactly know what that is. Why don't you kind of explain a little bit?
Well, if you're musicians, you're used to round notes. They've got a staff up there, five lines and four spaces, and they got round notes on it, and the tone depends on where it is on that staff. In other words, the degree. Well, shape notes, each note is a shape of its own. Do's one shape, or A's one shape, Mi's one shape, and they're all different shapes. Well, you don't recognize a note by the where it's in the staff, you recognize it by the shape. Now, when I look at a shape note, I don't think of a name, I think of a tone, I think of a sound. Well, that's where the shape note comes from.
And how did you get into it?
Well, my father was always interested in things like that, and when I was a kid, people would come through the country and they'd make up $30, $40, and he'd teach us a lesson, a class, 10 lessons. And my father he'd always pay his part, and he'd always send us these classes, and these instructors would teach us shape notes.
So the singing school teacher would just come through the country and stop at different places.
Christian Harmony? I know we got all kind of different books. The Theory of Music, Rubus Kiefer has the best books out, and it's 35 or 40 years old in shape notes. You don't see anything modern in shape notes.
No.
This here's a little old crazy thing. When we used to play, when you got to that place, you'd throw the banjo out, but I'm getting old and my hands are getting so you can't do it. So I don't throw the banjo out anymore. I just do it, but it goes like this.
Thank you.